This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Watch the video for this unpaywalled pro version at patreon.com/theflagrantones. The following episode was recorded Sunday, September 10th.
I want to say happy birthday to Kevin. We didn't do a big...
Yes.
It was a little bit ago.
I want to say happy birthday to Kevin as well. But not here and not today.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying, too. I don't want to do it now.
I don't think he's the kind of guy who enjoys public displays like that and putting it on the mic. And I don't think he likes private displays either.
No. And so
what's interesting about Kevin is he's such an introvert. He's so shy.
And so when I say I want to celebrate.
For me, I want to celebrate Kevin. For me, I'd love to say
I will not be doing it now. I won't be doing it privately.
Yeah. I could hardly wait, but I still could wait. And yes. I did wait.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still waiting.
So Kevin is 31 Savage, as we've established. Mm-hmm. He is pursuing Agenda 31 this year.
Mm-hmm. 31 Savage, can we deport him?
But again,
this fucking guy off of American soil.
We will. It's not just getting him off of American soil. It's like that he is like rolling around in American soil.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a sort of pig pen type.
Get the American soil off him.
Yeah.
As well.
No, it would be good for everyone to just separate these two for a minute. Just like, you know, ding, 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 go to your respective corners.
Yes.
And like.
And the sponge. Use the same sponge.
Get a sponge, those guys a bucket. Get a razor blade, slice his eyelid open.
The construction is starting for the garage today. Very exciting.
Inspector. Yeah, I wanted to
welcome
skip past that.
They're digging big trenches in the yard.
Out the window. Welcome, man.
Welcome, man.
We are.
Welcome, man.
Welcome, man.
I was thinking about hiding in the trenches and surprise them tomorrow.
Machina.
You're going to get your head blown
Machina. Machina. That's right, Kevin. That's a machine. Machina.
Boo.
That's a machine.
That's you poking your head out of the trench?
Uh-huh.
A single bullet.
Shovel to the head.
Okay. Let's do this.
Back to business.
It's a pro version. It's not a guest episode. And so we have
you know,
something that we want to take care of. What?
Check this out.
Okay.
The first five letters of pro version. Prove
it.
This is where we prove
every
that we've
damn
still
day.
Got it. That it's not the guest making the show, whatever the show is.
Yes.
That it is, in fact, the boys.
That's what I want painted up here.
We are still little boys.
For when I walk in. No. Not here, like pro along version. The wall.
Maybe we could just have the letters a different color. Just like black letters here and then the, or whatever.
But something we can like slap on the way down the hallway. That's you know cool. what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, as we like jog in.
Yes.
I also want a camera on us like entering the studio. You know
I want
what
a
I mean?
Moving camera from the ceiling
yes.
that swings around. And then I want a camera, when I enter the building, when I first walk in, I want a camera that's rolling back to like capture my, and because I'm entering the tunnel, it's game day.
Exactly. And so, and no one is seeing my, the fit that I wear into the studio
before I put on my uniform.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cause I do get pretty drippy. Before I actually walk into the building. And then of course
sopping.
I'm saturated.
Darius is on a dolly. I push him too fast. Slow down.
It's all weighted down with sandbags. There's so much momentum. It goes through the wall.
Darius is standing on a cabbage patch kid. What? You wanted a dolly?
Darius.
Darius, come on, man. It's not time for your trademark puns.
Just get married next weekend. I'm going to be there.
Oh, dude.
It's going to be crazy.
I can't wait.
Okay. Who could we schedule? Let's see if we can book somebody so Kevin can't go to this wedding.
Oh, yeah. That would be powerful.
Robert's going to be in town.
What's the day of the wedding?
23rd.
Robert?
Associate producer Robert.
AP Rob.
Okay.
AP Rob.
Yeah, it would be cool if we got like a big guess. What fucking card can we play?
I've been circling one. Confirmed follow-up, follow-up, follow-up. We've been doing the follow-up dance. Fourth and inches. Check out foosballs.
Okay. So we a little bit of business to do. And we take requests. People listening to this who are in the industry, if you have an issue that you need taken care of, the pro version is the time to do it.
And let me say, actually, as Kevin brings up Fourth and Inches,
uh-huh,
this is a little subtitles on crossover. I wrote a Workaholics episode called Fourth and Inches. And a big set piece in the script that the guys were pretty dead set on, because I wrote it, but let's face it, I was channeling their voice, was that they wanted a full bathtub full of a specific alcoholic beverage so that they could say, Tub of Sparks.
Tub of Sparks.
And they could not get the rights to Sparks, but it was like way too late when we found out. And so like the set piece exists, but I can't remember what. I think they like just bleeped it.
Wow.
Like I think they just full on fucking bleeped it like it was a swear. And it was so much weight was put on the Tub of Sparks being like the central part of this party.
So everyone has to wonder, were they saying like a racial slur or something?
Oh man. The Sparks juice was not worth the squeeze.
They don't have that anymore.
Yeah, well, that was an issue as well, I think. You'd think something discontinued, you'd have a right to it, but.
We were reached out to by a friend. So, a little context, there's been ongoing work stoppage for the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild, and they are... There's kind of two sides to this issue.
Absolutely. Well, two sides at least.
Yes. Where one side is fighting for more workers' rights as some with their money, something.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the other is saying...
So clean. It's like you ask people what's going on with this and no one can explain it. And you just read these long... screeds online, and it's like, what is anyone talking about? And then it's like, Hayes Man walks in, just goes, one side is workers' rights for their money.
It's probably what I want, like, it's probably just what I do. So, the other side of this issue is people who want to be on TV and want their show to be on TV. And the argument for that, from my perspective, is that is where TV shows belong.
First of all, yes.
Yes.
Being on TV, for one thing, should happen on the television.
Yes. And that's where the shows go.
Period. Point blank.
And they need to be there. and it can be very dangerous.
Think about if the TV show is off the TV.
Yes.
Now, where could it go? And I'll save you. The shorter list, right, is where it couldn't go.
Yes.
Is it basically only couldn't be on TV at that point, which mm-hmm. is where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And then that means it could be in your shower.
Mm-hmm.
It could be on your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All, it could so be, many other parts of the TV room
can make
it could
it
go
sick.
To.
Yes. I'm sorry to say it.
Yes.
It could.
Uh-huh. And it can actually go to the Nintendo.
Your flower bed?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss it goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Because a TV show can be on it. And by the way, do you think that everyone's going to be so respectful of your flower bed when they're doing the TV show?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, your begonias are going to be bye-bye-gonias.
Yes.
Because they're going to get fucked up by yes. this TV show. So you actually want, for safety, you want the show in the TV.
And I did see a TV show on the Nintendo before.
Oh, when it's on the Nintendo?
Yes.
Well, I hope you don't like your games.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't like your games because your Super Tecmo Bowl mm-hmm. is going to be Super Ta-Ta bowel movement. You know, it's going to be, it's fucking, because they don't give a shit.
And so a friend...
That's true.
Who has a TV show
right?
and is sort of a mindset of being wanting to do the TV show again.
And it's an understandable thing. And as someone who's dabbled in being on TV.
Yeah.
It's better. Like
yes.
it's better than when I'm not on TV, which is almost all of the time my yes. entire life.
Yes.
Compared to the maybe 85 seconds that I have been on TV.
Yes.
There's no comparison.
No, it's better to be on there and you want to be doing that.
And if you've been on there more,
yes.
imagine what a taste you have for it.
Yes.
Like a vampire for blood. Like a vampire for for blood, honestly. Because it's you end up relying on it. In many ways. And so for someone to say, hey, I want to protect my mental health
mm-hmm.
and be able to be there for my loved ones by sustaining myself with being on a little bit of TV
mm-hmm.
and deny them that?
But the question...
For a worker?
Then the question is, how do you message this? How do you explain this to people?
It's very challenging.
And explain to people that it is chill. You know what I mean? Like, this is honestly chill to do.
Most of these dunderheads yes. out there are not going to be able to comprehend
yes.
unless messaging is so clean.
Yes.
So clean. And we're not going to get it perfectly exactly right the first time, probably.
No, I mean, but like...
But we can get a lot of it right.
Yes.
And then we can kind of fill in the blanks.
Yes. And so she asked us to say, like, hey, we're going
she
up.
Or he or
sure.
or whoever.
Yeah.
But let's say she, because it is a woman.
Right. She said to us, like, we're going up tomorrow, but we just need... Like, we need the language. I'm going to post it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to center align it and screenshot it.
Mm-hmm. Center justified and,
yes.
And then organized into a social media post.
Yes. And it's going up and the caption and the image are going to be the
identical
same for accessibility.
Well,
so we're already at a good place.
Yes. It's like, okay, well, my first suggestion, I guess I'll just put it back in my pocket because it was going to be
mm-hmm.
in case people don't see the image mm-hmm. or they read the caption first or in case they read the image and they didn't really get it, but they can read it again in the caption.
Yeah.
Like, let's make sure they're both exactly the same.
Yeah.
And for a caption, it'll be long.
Mm-hmm.
But for an image, it'll be... Just right.
Yes. And she sent us a little brain-fueled food.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Wow.
Big biscuits.
Biscuit. Nice,
Frico along the edge.
Biscuit. Wow.
Baked cheese. Now we have two Fricos in here plus Kevin.
Cheese. Biscuit.
Thank you. Can I have a towel, please?
Can somebody get this man a towel, big bath towel?
I'll get a paper towel.
Okay.
All right.
Not what I asked for, but.
Okay, paper towel for now, and then big bath towel when we get out to change back into our.
Okay. Oh, I'll read the note. Thank you so much to my knights in shining armor.
That was armor.
And ironically, she actually doesn't need writers at all.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm helping you with this? I would never be able to come up with to combine France.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. To combine France with American words. It's had such an element of class.
So, okay. Where are we starting with this? Like, contextually, I feel like really giving people a sense of the history here is important.
Well,
you ate your towel?
Well, I'm fasting.
Because you're fasting.
I'm fasting, yeah.
Okay.
So I can't have a biscuit.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't need a towel.
I just wish you'd rip little pieces off instead of eat the whole thing.
I don't need it.
You'll what?
I don't need it.
You don't need it.
No, because I'm not having a biscuit. Because
you're not having a biscuit, so you're going to eat your paper towel.
So yeah, fasting.
Okay.
It's working.
It is working.
It's working.
Yes.
I think I look good. I think I look good. I don't look better.
Yeah. And it's the exercise, too. It's not just...
Oh, I can't just fast. That can't do your body that strong, you know? That gives you a foundation. It's a very to build.
Yeah.
And I am exercising. Oh, that's strong, man. Strong for exercise. Oh. You know, and then I fast a little more, you know, maybe, you know, I don't love the angle all the time.
The chairs.
Because I feel sick.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's take this later.
I want to take people back because, like, there is some really important stuff to acknowledge about how we got to this place with this specific show, which in many ways is different. Like, you just have to understand the context. Not every show or performer is the same, has the same relationship to this moment.
No, people don't understand that.
People don't understand what, yes.
People don't understand that.
Yes. So, let's, I feel like we have to start at the MTV Film and Television Awards. Is that crazy? It just feels like that's kind of where this.
It's crazier to leave it out.
Okay.
Because we
okay.
People are going to say, hey, you
okay.
know. Okay. Like, you leave it out, people go, you left something out.
Yes. Okay. So let's, Kevin, are you ready to like start taking this down?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to need more water than I have because I have some water, but my mouth got really dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to start like simple, short, declarative. I made a choice. Mm. I made a choice to walk a...
Talk about ownership.
Yes.
Talk about ownership.
Accountability.
Hey. Nobody made a choice for me.
Yes.
I'm me.
Yes.
And here's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sentence.
And it's me talking.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's my name next to it. My face is there. Here it is. Me talking. I made a choice.
Should we made a choice? No. Keep it I, because of what you just said.
Yeah. I made a choice to walk away.
Run away? No, that sounds scared.
Yeah.
Walk away is tough and strong.
I made a choice to walk away from the MTV, Film and Television Awards.
Well, it gives people a minute to breathe and take in, like, okay, because you're giving them a lot right off the bat.
Yes.
This will give them some space.
And so, even just like, yes, and just like intonation, rhythm, we wanted to sound like, I made a choice to walk away from the MTV, Television Awards.
Film and Television Awards. You know, like, you know, because it's like, MTV, what do? I made a choice to walk away from the MTV.
Yes.
Film and Television Awards.
And so now...
And now let's connect you to the... to the awards,
yes,
right?
It's the why, right? People say, why?
Wait,
did you?
Why from the MTV?
So, because I was the host.
I made a choice to walk away from the MTV.
Why did you do
that? Television awards.
Because I was the host.
I was the host.
And?
I was the host. And it had.
It had. A
direct conflict. With what?
With the strike
was but dealing.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Direct conflict with. That's better. With what with the strike what was
the
dealing
strike
with.
Was dealing with.
And now Hang people on. Say,
I'm
"What is that?"
I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I was the host. And it had direct conflict with what the strike was dealing with.
Okay, and people
what
said,
was
but,
the
but,
strike dealing
but
with?
But I'm trying to put myself in the mind of just like, whatever, someone who follows me on Instagram likes like looking at pictures. You know what I mean? And so
they weren't prepared to read at all.
Exactly. Yes. So let's help them through this and say like, so what?
You have a bucket for me, Kevin?
Yes.
So what is it? What is that? People like here with what the strike was dealing with. What is that? So, which was, okay, get the, you know, you have to be back here, Kevin, because.
Give me another paper towel while you're out there. Okay. With what the strike was dealing with.
Which was.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Which was what? Studio streamers, film, and television.
Streamers, film, and
That's
television.
That's what it is. Studio
which, by
streamers,
the way,
film,
you know,
and television.
So, it's like, because you go. Which was studios. Okay, what the fuck? Like, what is it? It's like, it's not just studios. It's studios, it's streamers. And of course, what the strike was dealing with was film. Once we mentioned film, you remember when we said the MTV?
Yes.
Film and Television Awards.
Film and Television Awards. So, direct.
Which I was the host.
Direct conflict. So, great. We have the first sentence. I made a choice to walk away from the MTV Film and Television Awards because I was the host and it had a direct conflict with what the strike was dealing with, which was studios, streamers, film, and television.
Mm-hmm.
Undeniable. So what's next? People are now thinking like, when did this happen? When exactly did this take place? So let's establish.
I care about it.
Yes.
Well, I don't remember when it happened.
It was also in the first week of the strike.
When we were really doing it.
Yes.
When we were like really doing it.
That was the first week.
That was the first week. Of course we were like.
That's the one where everyone was like maybe, really like most and like it was very intense
we
at
were
that
maybe
time.
Overdoing it a little bit to make a point of like, hey, if you really make us do this strike, this is the kind of thing that might happen.
Yes.
It's like the literal host of the MTV Film and Television Awards. Television Awards will have to walk away as a result of the direct conflict with what the strike is dealing with, which was studio streamers, film and television.
And so,
yeah,
I did what I thought was the appropriate thing. At
that time, I did what I thought was the appropriate thing.
In
week one of the strike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was in the first week of the strike, I did what I thought was an appropriate thing at that time to stand in solidarity with the writers. Okay? Because we remembered that first week. So now we're like remembering exactly
I'm putting
what was going on.
Yeah, this is not like, just a note. This is a time machine, right? It's transporting you to the first week where we were actually, at that time, we were actually dealing with solidarity.
Yes. I feel like there's more.
That was important.
There's more context that we can add here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start this next sentence with and.
And.
To be clear. Yeah.
This is so important to me. Like, we have to make this next part clear.
Yes. And to be clear, because this is actually true, but in her voice, and to be clear, our talk show
actually, she's a talk show host. Yeah.
Actually wrapped on April 20th. That was on April 20th.
Okay. And I
people forget this.
The April 20th episode of the show was probably
they had to wrap
a little out there.
After that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap for a minute. We're going to need to recover from that one. I bet it got kind of funky.
So.
Don't you gang? Right? I mean, it's, you know. That sweet touch.
Drew Barrymore. That's.
Yeah. Barry Moana.
So we never had to shut down the show.
That's so crucial to me because I do think that
this has to be pointed out.
I need people to understand because there's going to be people who say that at this moment, and we'll get to this, as I decide to step forward and like start up the show, which is, you know, crossing a picket line, breaking the strike, whatever.
Yes.
You know, but in week, people in say, week like, 100
why did
of the
you
strike,
change your mind?
Why did you stop doing the right thing?
Yes.
Why did you stop doing the good and noble thing for the workers? And actually, this is basically my first opportunity to do it.
Yes.
And it is a hard pass.
Yes.
Instantly.
Because our talk show actually wrapped on April 20th.
Yes. Because
and so we never had to shut down the
show.
Now,
I've given you an example of the MTV Television Awards. I was in solidarity at that.
Yeah.
Didn't have my name on it. Wasn't going to happen anyway because no one else would participate.
Mm-hmm.
Was not my call. I wasn't like an executive
producer.
Which
is why I walked away
so, like,
without.
I sort of walked away, just kind of walking away, being like, "You're, it's not.
Yes.
It's not. Okay, so I'm going to go over here."
Because I was the host and the show wasn't happening.
Yeah, so it wasn't really my decision. But this, in contrast, is week whatever 1100 of this thing.
Yes.
And it's the first chance I've really had where it is my decision whether or not to do the like solidarity and honor the strike. And I gotta say, I'm not feeling it.
Yes.
That doesn't feel good to me.
Yes.
It's so, not being on TV. And the TV show, as we said, could go anywhere at that point. Could be any Nintendo.
We've established, we wrapped on April 20th, so we never had to shut down the show.
Oh.
However, I am also making the choice to come back for the first time.
Yeah.
In
the strike, I actually
probably
have
had
never,
for our show.
I've never come back. It's wrapped on April 20th.
Yes.
Like, what are you getting?
And people might say that the however could be a therefore. Or that there is no...
Let them say it.
Yes.
People are going to... Because they're not being asked to write this letter for their friend, and I am.
We never shut down the show. However, we are not shutting down the show now.
Yeah.
And we are making the... I am also making the choice to come back for the first time in this strike for our show.
Need I remind you I walked away from the MTV Film and Television Award When it wasn't my choice?
Yes.
Now it's my choice.
Now this is my... And it also wasn't my choice to never shut down the show.
I did.
However, I am also...
Is it weird that I open up with I made a choice to walk away? It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's good. It's good.
Yes. I'm all, and it's also making the choice to come back for the first time in the strike for our show, comma...
That may have my name?
That may have my name on it.
That may have my name on it?
That's humble.
Hey.
What's this show?
Which show is it? That may have my name on it.
That may have my name on it, but this is bigger than just me.
This is bigger than just me. I mean, there's a lot bigger issues than just my name on a show. Yes. There's a fucking strike going on. Yes. Two of them.
Yes.
Like, this is bigger than just me.
Paragraph break.
And it's so classy.
Let that sit for a minute.
It's so classy to me. And I just love, like, because people are going to go bigger than just me. Like, to not go into, there's a crew.
Yes.
You know, which is, you do want them to be paid. There's a bunch of other talk show hosts, I guess, who are paying the.
Right.
Crew.
Yeah. But there's no more room but in that Zoom but that, screen.
No.
You know, you're going to
well,
fit
another
person.
One square might open up. But it's, yeah.
He didn't do any of that stuff on the podcast, though.
No.
So, what, he has to leave the podcast now? He's very nice on the podcast.
On the podcast, he's really nice. He's not Jimmy Fallon down.
Paragraph break. I own this choice. We. So let's bring some other people in.
At this point, look, I've owned the choice. Let's get a little bit of coverage just so it's not like all me, you know?
I own this choice. We are in compliance with not discussing or promoting.
What was the MTV again?
Yes.
What was the strike dealing with? Studio streamers and what?
Film and television. We are in compliance with not discussing or promoting.
The twain must not be severed. Film and television. Every time one appears, the other appears as well.
Film and television that is struck of any kind.
A struck of any kind. Not discussing or promoting film and television that is struck of any kind.
Yes.
I don't care if it's struck one kind or the other. If it's struck of any kind, we are in compliance with not discussing.
I feel like it would be helpful.
And you're mad at me? I think I just told you I follow the rules.
Let's circle back. We need a little more content. Let's go back to the beginning.
I just hate. Like, I just know there's going to be some gotcha keyboard warrior out there who goes, "Isn't your television show television that's struck of any kind?" Isn't even this post discussing or promoting film or television that's struck of any kind? And I just
that
hate
hit Kevin. I see Kevin nodding at that one. Oof.
Wow.
Yeah.
That hit.
Damn. Yeah. I just hate that I'm going to have to hear that when it's like, yeah, no, not this show.
But
this show may
not
have my name on
they're not discussing that
no.
on the show.
The show is there to be an example of, hey, you can do this kind of thing.
Learn the rules.
Actually
understand what
the rules
are before you talk.
Actually look at the rules about being struck of any kind. And to get you in another time machine, because by the way, the whole other shit that happened with the MTV,
yes,
that was the first week of the strike.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shut down on April 20th.
Yes.
So think about all those timelines that you're trying to conflate into one thing. And remember that when we launched the show,
live, this show's different. Let's talk about
when that. When we launched this show live, we were in a global
pandemic. It was a global pandemic. Yes.
A global pandemic.
I have a feeling that some people forgot that.
We
launched live in a global. Get that. We launched live in a global
pandemic. Because it's built different. We launched live in a global pandemic. Our show was built.
Get that.
Four sensitive times.
Oh, is this not sensitive times?
Okay.
Okay, so you're all pissed off, but now you're saying this isn't sensitive times?
All these shows for hale and hearty times that shut down, and you want us to follow the same rules. Because things were going pretty good when a lot of these other shows started.
Unbelievable selfishness.
We started a global pandemic and built the show for sensitive times.
Yes.
And now we're in sensitive times, and you're going, don't do the show? Excuse me?
Our show was built...
A sphincter says what?
Our show was built for sensitive times. And I just want to be honest about what this show... Like, this show has only functioned through what the real world is going through in real time.
It's the only way it's functioned.
Has only functioned through what the real world is going through in real time.
The show's built for sensitive times. And can I say this? It only functions through what the world was going
the
through.
The real world.
Through what the real world was going through.
In real time.
As it happens.
Yes.
This shit isn't fucking that canned
be,
and shipped out later.
That has to be
this
said.
This is real time. Get that. Real world, real time.
Yes.
This is real. I want to be there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I want to be there to provide.
I want to be there to provide what writers do so well. So this is what people are not understanding.
Missing.
The writers are not working. Someone has to be there to do the work that the writers
like
would otherwise be doing.
They're accusing me, right, of like undercutting or like diminishing the value of writers.
You don't understand.
It's like,
the writers have stopped
they're
working.
They're so important that
yes.
I think the fact that they're not providing what they do so well
yes.
has created a vacuum that must be filled by me
others,
to remind
other
everyone.
Other people
to remind everyone.
Go in and do that work instead.
Yes. I'm not trying to take jobs from writers or to like...
No.
To make it that their strike is less effective
in
some way.
No, just to do what they do.
I'm going to go in, and while they're not doing what they do,
yes.
I'm going to provide what they do.
Yes.
As a service to
them. Instead of them. This is what
they can't do it. They can't do it.
Instead of them doing it, because they stop.
This is what is so obvious.
It's like people don't realize they aren't going to work.
It's instead of them.
So I'm
going to
go to work.
It's instead of them working. I'm not going to make them work. They said they don't want to work.
Yes.
They said they hate it.
Yes. So I have to do it.
So it's like,
what do writers do so well?
We watched a fucking global pandemic. Like, it's so frustrating.
To provide what writers do so well. So what the
yeah, what
now
do they do so well?
What do writers
this
do so
well? This is something
well?
That, by the way, as a favorite of writers, let's clarify. What do they do
writers
so well?
Writers do well a way to bring us together. Or
writers only do one thing. Here's you. Writers only do one thing.
Yes.
No, there's two things they do.
Writers also
do well. A way to bring us together.
Writers also do so well. Help us.
Help us.
Make sense of the human experience. And that's what I want to be there to provide.
I want to be there to provide what writers do so well. And they
Which is
what they do so well is two things.
A way to bring us together.
A way to bring us together. Help us make sense of the human experience.
Good. I hope for a... What's the right...
Well, it's got to be... They got to resolve this thing.
I hope for a resolve.
I hope for a resolve.
I hope for,
I hope
a,
for
resolve.
A resolve. For... It works both ways because I am strong in my resolve
yes.
to be on television.
Yes.
And so I hope for a resolve... Similar,
yes.
For other people,
yes.
To also want
for
to be
everyone.
On television
for everyone,
yes, yes. Up for resolve for
but
everyone,
when?
Me, anyone,
as soon as possible. Urgency,
ASAP.
I hope for a resolve for everyone as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. We have navigated difficult times.
Yes. Yes.
Difficult times.
Difficult times.
Since we first came on air.
Since we first
came
on air.
We built it for sensitive
Remember?
Times.
Remember?
But we navigated difficult times. Remember how we built it for sensitive times? Well, guess what we navigated? Difficult
yes.
times. Since we first came on air.
Okay. So let's land this. Let's land this plane. And so.
And remember the first thing I did.
Yes.
This is called bookending. This is a writing technique. She doesn't need writers, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll help. I made a choice to walk away, and so I take a step forward. I walked away. Remember when when I had to, because they canceled MTV Awards?
Yes.
Which I was the host, I remind you. Remember I walked away? Now it's time to take a step forward.
And so I take a step forward.
To do what? Forward to do what?
To start season four. And people, you know, let's promote what we're doing here.
Start season four, obviously.
Start season four. Once again,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned it before. I said, like, hey, we wrapped it April 20th. This is the first chance I've had to not be a scab.
And I guess it's good to be honest. Yeah. I guess it's good to be honest and say that I have tried, I guess, to take a step forward to start the season multiple times before. So I'm doing it again now.
Start season four. So I take a step forward to start season four once again. Well, I've obviously been behind the scenes doing
a
few steps forward.
So I'm doing it not just again.
For it to launch tomorrow, this has been going on, and I've been kind of going like, and then on the day, like, I'll just fucking,
I'm getting, I'm getting my steps in.
Smooth it over,
Start season, I take a step forward to start season four once again. I want to say with humility, I feel like it's not specific enough.
No,
it's like,
because
what
it's,
what kind of humility?
Well, it's because it's like, I don't want it to be, I want it to be smart.
Yes.
It's the kind of humility. This is weird.
With a smart, with a smart humility, with but smarter than that.
Is there an anagram for statue that would work?
Almost.
Something close, right?
Yeah,
something
maybe with
close.
One extra letter.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Astute.
Well,
works.
I'm a student. I'm always here to learn.
Yes.
That's why I want to do it.
Yes.
Astute.
And so I take a
step kind of like a statue, because I'm like a famous thing people look at.
To start season four once again with an astute humility. Ship it. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.